This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for renewed global cooperation and a stronger multilateralism at Shanghai Cooperation Organization Plus Summit. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Poril and World Bank Vice President for South Asia John Stewart hold meeting. World Bank reaffirms support for Nepal's economic growth. Rain blocks major roads in 13 locations across the country. Karnali Highway reopens after 4-day closure caused by landslide. And a 6-magnitude earthquake kills at least 800 people in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for renewed global cooperation and a stronger multilateral system. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Plus Summit in Tianjin of China yesterday, the Prime Minister said despite extraordinary progress in science and technology, the world faces widening inequalities, economic turbulence, climate emergencies, and borderless conflicts. He warned against isolationism and stressed that multilateral forums often promise much but deliver little. Prime Minister Oli welcomed China's global governance initiative, saying it could make the multilateral system more just, inclusive and equitable. Highlighting the climate crisis, he said the mountains are losing their snow reserves and threatening billions of people downstream. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Oli held bilateral meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Maldivian Prime Minister Dr. Mohamed Mojju, and Cambodian Prime Minister Dr. Hun Manet. Discussions focused on strengthening ties, expanding trade, and tackling climate change. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has arrived in Beijing by train today after completing its schedule in Tianjin. In the Chinese capital, the Prime Minister is scheduled to meet with Chinese Vice President Han Jin and attend a welcome banquet hosted in his honor by the Vice President. Earlier in Tianjin, Prime Minister Oli held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to take part in the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War on the 3rd of September. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Poril has held a meeting with World Bank Vice President for South Asia, John Stewart, at the Ministry of Finance. The discussion focused on Nepal's economy, infrastructure, investment, tourism and environment. Finance Minister Poril highlighted improvements in economic indicators and said the government is working in line with the World Bank's 6-year country partnership framework. He also briefed about the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill, noting it will help channel private sector and investment into returnable projects. Vice President Jud welcomed Nepal's economic progress and placed World Bank support in areas including urban infrastructure in Lumbini and Kathmandu Valley, environmental management and growth promotion. He stressed the need to expand investment, involve the private sector and boost productivity for sustained economic growth. Roads in at least 13 locations across the country have been blocked by floods and landslides, triggered by continuous rainfall. According to police headquarters, traffic has been disrupted along the Koshi Highway in Bhutkola and Mokalu rural municipalities of Sankhua Sabha district, while sections of the Pasanglamu Highway in Gosaikunda rural municipality and the Golchi Trisvili Moilung Road remain closed. Other affected routes include the Dhorpattan, Salzhandi and Beni Dharwang roads, the Bheri Corridor, Chedagarh in Jandarkur and the Jandarkur Dolpa section of the Karnali Highway. Security personnel have been mobilized to clear the debris. Authorities report that one-way traffic has already resumed on 8 previously obstructed road sections. Meanwhile, the Karnali Highway blocked by a massive landslide in the Gogonit River on the 30th of October has reopened and is operational since this afternoon. The highway closure stranded 23 trucks carrying 184 metric tons of apples worth over 130 million rupees. The trucks have now resumed their journeys from Sukhet to Nepalganj. The landslide triggered by incessant rains had completely blocked the highway for 4 days, disrupting traffic and transport in the region. The Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly has unanimously passed the Federal Civil Service Bill. The committee agreed to uphold the House of Representatives' report on employee retirement age, 58 in the first year, 59 in the second, and 60 from the third year. The committee also said that 10% of joint secretary posts will be filled through open competition. This restores the provisions removed by the House of Representatives and maintains the 2-year cooling period. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Bhagwati Neupane emphasized resolving disputes over the retirement age based on the House report. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A powerful earthquake measuring magnitude 6 struck eastern Afghanistan's Kunar province overnight, killing at least 800 people across Kunar and Nangarhar provinces. More than 1,000 people injured, according to the Taliban government. The BBC cited officials as saying the toll could rise sharply as details continue to emerge. Entire villages have been destroyed, particularly in Kunar's Nurgul district, where roads remain blocked, hampering rescue efforts. The epicenter of the earthquake was located 27 kilometers east of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, at a shallow depth of 8 km, intensifying the destruction. Many of the homes in the remote villages are built with mud brick, timber or weak concrete, making them highly vulnerable to earthquakes. Landslides triggered by the tremors have further complicated relief operations. Helicopter teams are searching for survivors in areas cut off by the quake. The Taliban government has appealed for international assistance. The United Nations has released emergency funds, while the United Kingdom has placed £1 million in aid, assuring it will bypass Taliban authorities. India has dispatched food, tents and other relief materials, and China has also placed support. Officials say it may take several days to fully assess the scale of the disaster. At least 1,000 people have been killed in a landslide in the remote Mara Mountains of Western Sudan. The BBC cited rebel group Sudan Liberation Army as saying the landslide triggered by days of heavy rain on Sunday devastated the village of Taransin, leaving just one survivor. The rebel group has appealed for humanitarian assistance from the United Nations and international agencies. Many of the victims were displaced people from North Darfur, who had fled ongoing fighting between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Darfur's governor, Mini Minawi, described the disaster as a humanitarian tragedy. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli calls for renewed global cooperation and a stronger multilateralism at Shanghai Cooperation Organization FLOS Summit. Finance Minister Biswanath Prasad Paudel and World Bank Vice President for South Asia Jonas Jurt hold meeting. World Bank reaffirms support for Nepal's economic growth. Rain blocks major roads in 13 locations across the country. Coronali Highway reopens after 4-day closure caused by landslide. And 6 magnitude earthquake kills at least 800 people in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.